From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead. With most of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party appears headed for a surprise victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Official results are not expected for a number of days, but Turkey likely will return to a one-party government. Reuters reports Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has already called for unity concerning proposed constitutional changes. Returns indicated a defeat for the National Movement Party, which lost most of the seats it had gained in the last election in June. Some violence was reported as election returns came in. An aviation official said Sunday that a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remarks come a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from a radar screen over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies and both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday met Uzbekistan's ruler and officials from other Central Asian states. Kerry's visit to Central Asia comes after stops in Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. All of those countries are concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson has died. He was 73. A local newspaper from Thompson's home state of Tennessee quoted family members as saying lymphoma was the cause of his death. Thompson served as a U.S. senator from 1994 to 2003 before leaving the Senate to resume an acting career. The Democratic Republic of Congo's information minister is denying a report that one of his colleagues said DRC elections will have to be delayed. Nick Long has more.
Saturday, the Reuters news agency quoted ruling coalition spokesman André Alain Atundu as saying a national census would need to be carried out and voter rolls revised to ensure the credibility of a vote, so people need to allow 2 to 4 years for elections to be organized. But in a text message Sunday, Information Minister Lambert Mende told VOA the report is false. He asked where and when Atundu had made this statement. He suggested it had been circulated by pranksters on social media. A Reuters reporter told VOA he had been present with a number of other journalists when Atundu made the statement. Nick Long, Goma.
The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility for an attack on a hotel in Mogadishu Sunday. The attack left at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. Following the blast, gunmen stormed the Sahafi Hotel, which is popular with government officials and business executives. A Somali minister said the attackers, all of whom were killed by security forces, were wearing Burundian military uniforms. The leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan have agreed to resume their annual three-way summits, putting aside ongoing disagreements. South Korean President Park Geun-hye hosted Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Seoul Sunday for the first trilateral summit between the three Asian countries since 2012. The meetings came to a halt over Mr. Abe's reluctance to acknowledge Japan's past enslavement of Korean women as well as a territorial dispute between Japan and China. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter called on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. He issued the call during a visit Sunday to the demilitarized zone, the area at the border of the two Koreas.
Not only the United States and South Korea, but also China and Japan and Russia and the so-called six-party talks to call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Ash Carter. Polls closed Sunday in Azerbaijan's parliamentary elections. The vote was boycotted by the mainstream opposition and widely expected to cement strongman President Ilham Aliyev's grip on power. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.